You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. If you are London-based and live in the Havering area, later this week there's a Technology and Information Day that might be quite useful to you. What is it exactly? Well, joining me now is the chairman of Site Action Havering, Mike Bryce. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure.
Mike, tell us what this event is about. Give us a little kind of description of what people can expect.
It's Site Action Havering's 25th anniversary, and what we've been trying to do is to provide options for people in the area to get information particularly, and also to get some technical support if they need it. And so this is the third time we've held the event. First time was at the Salvation Army in Romford, the second time was at YMCA, and that's where we are this time in Romford. And what we've got is a number of contributors, exhibitors there from the information services locally, but also then a range of technology providers in the specialist technology arena. So we've got about 20 exhibitors, and it is really open for people anywhere within that area. So anywhere from Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge that border on the borough, and indeed Essex, anyone coming in from any of the Essex area.
Can you give me a few exhibitors, a few well-known exhibitors and that you can kind of expect to see there?
We've got HumanWare attending, VisionAid, we've got Optilect, we've got Wireless for the Blind Fund. We've also then got the sort of wider network. So we've got blind veterans, we've got the local talking newspapers, we've got the ECLOs from R&B and the hospital, we've got the Queen Elizabeth line talking about how that affects that side of London really. So a wide range of options there in terms of information givers and people that can direct other people to other services. I'm demonstrating the In Your Pocket from Real Sam, and we've got other exhibitors there as well.
When is the event, and if people would like to come, how can they go about that?
It's at the YMCA, and that's in Romford. It's on quite good bus routes, and it starts at 10:30 on Wednesday, the 15th of October. It lasts until 2:30, and who knows, you might even get a free cup of coffee or a drink there as well.
Do people need to register or sign up in any way, or can they just turn up?
No, can just turn up. There's no charges, and basically we'd look forward to seeing anyone that can come through and hopefully make the event the success it has been in the past.
Wonderful, Mike. Well, we do hope the event goes well and you get a few people coming. Thank you very much, Mike Bryce, chairman of Site Action Havering, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.